Consider this now. Consider in the year 2007, there are accomplished, famous Swedish persons in the world of sport. And who are these people? We have people like Anja and Carro, Ludmilla Enquist, who's no longer positively seen, but nevertheless. And we have Kajsa Bergqvist, Magdalena Forsberg, Emma Green, Annika Sörenström, the sisters, Suzanne Kallur and her other sister whose name I don't remember offhand. These are all female. Now if we look at some males, we have Henke and Zlatan, of course, and then we have people like Peter Forsberg, Stefan Holm, Christian Olsen, Ingmar Stenmark, Björn Borg, Fredrik Ljungberg. Now, do you notice any differences in how we or how newspapers name women and men? Press pause for a moment and consider this. Look at the names. What difference can you observe? Well, one difference, it seems, is that in newspapers, we tend to call women by their first names. And we have the exception of the male Henke and Zlatan. But Peter Forsberg, the ice hockey player, would we know him as Peter? Eller the Foppa, Peter Forsberg, the high jumper, would we know him as Stefan? Or is it Stefan Holm? And the triple jumper, Christian Olsen, one of our most famous skiers was Ingmar Stenmark, not just Ingmar. Or about Björn Borg or Fredrik Ljungberg? So do we personalize our female athletes in a way that we don't our male athletes? I don't know the cause as to why this is. It just might be a question of habit. But can you see, or would you agree, that there is in fact a difference in how we call our sports personalities?